of breath. So looking forward to getting her home soon, finally. Here are my displays up. The blockage was just below the junction of the circumflex coronary artery and the left anterior descending coronary artery. The blockage itself was in the descending coronary artery. If that makes any sense to y'all. I figured Dr. Jim would understand that. And with that, I guess I'll pass it on to... I guess Ed is still here. So we'll give it to Ed.
Okay, Richard. Good to hear that they got that problem fixed there with your wife, and hopefully she makes a speedy recovery now that... apparently they've got the problems all taken care of, so that's good to hear. And hopefully it goes well from here on. And okay, well, I don't have too much here, so I'll say 73s to everybody. Good here, and got good signals tonight. Everybody's sounding good here, so I'll say 73s, and hope everybody has a good day tomorrow. And I'll turn it over, I guess, to Charlie there, N4AV. You still there? W4ELM.
Yeah, I'm here, Ed. Very good. W4ELM and 4AV. Yeah, good circuit. Although I can hear that noise coming up, so I think, Ted, you're probably right. The sun's coming around. It's starting to aim its barrel right at us, which is fine for the higher frequencies. Yeah, a little bit noisy tonight. And Richard, very good on getting that blockage out of there.
That's great.
Yeah, my wife has blockages in her carotid arteries, but they said not yet. They didn't want to do anything yet, so I guess that's 5 years from now or something. And hey, Drew, keep us posted on when you're going to be down here. I'm going to